Lord have mercy. What in tarnation is all this mess up here? Magnolia muttered as the floorboards creaked beneath her feet, climbing the narrow stairs to the plantation house's attic. Her heart hammered against her ribs like a caged bird as dust motes danced in the amber light filtering through the single window, the air hanging thick with the scent of mothballs and decades-old secrets.
Maggie, honey, you don't need to be up here digging through all this old mess, called Jasper from the bottom of the stairs, his voice carrying that familiar drawl that used to make her knees weak. Now it just made her suspicious.
She didn't answer, too focused on the leather-bound journal she'd found tucked beneath a stack of yellowed photographs, her grandmother's handwriting sprawled across the pages in faded blue ink, each word more damning than the last.
Magnolia Rose, I'm coming up there if you don't answer me.
Heavy footsteps began ascending the stairs, but she kept reading, her fingers trembling as she turned each page. The truth was all here. Every lie, every cover-up, every reason why her family had warned her to stay away from the Beaumont boy all those years ago.
Well, I'll be damned, she whispered,
her voice barely audible over the sound of Jasper's approaching boots.
What'd you find up there, darling?
His tone was casual, but she could hear the edge creeping in, sharp as a razor blade, hidden in sweet tea. Magnolia clutched the journal to her chest and turned to face him as his head appeared at the top of the stairs. Those same green eyes that had once looked at her with such tenderness now held something else entirely, something cold and calculating that made her blood turn to ice water.
I found out why Daddy really died, she said,
backing toward the window.
And I found out what your family's been hiding all these years.
Jasper's easy smile faltered for just a moment before sliding back into place.
Now, sugar, whatever you think you've discovered up here in this old dust and cobwebs—
Don't you dare sugar me, Jasper Beaumont!
Her voice cracked like a whip.
Not when I'm holding the proof right here that y'all killed him, that you've been lying to my face for months, courting me while knowing full well what your daddy did to mine.
The mask finally slipped completely from his face, revealing something that made her stomach turn.
Maggie, honey, you need to put that book down and come away from that window. That floor up there by the glass ain't been reinforced in 30 years.
But she heard what he wasn't saying in the careful way he spoke, saw it in how his hands hung loose at his sides, like a gunfighter ready to draw. The same hands that had held her so gently just that morning were now poised for something else entirely.
All this time,
she whispered, pieces clicking together like bullets sliding into a chamber.
All these months you've been playing me, getting close to see what I might know, what I might remember.
Magnolia.
And now that I've found it, you're fixing to make sure I can't tell anybody, aren't you? Just like you all did to Daddy when he got too close to the truth about what happened to those missing girls.
Jasper took another step into the attic, and the floorboard beneath his boot let out a groan that sounded like a death rattle.
Now you listen here, darling. Nobody wants to hurt you, but some secrets are buried deep for a good reason. And maybe it's best if they stay that way.
Thunder rumbled outside, and the first drops of rain began pattering against the window behind her. In the distance, she could hear the sound of car doors slamming and voices calling out. The rest of the Beaumont family arriving for Sunday dinner, just like they did every week. Just like they had the day her daddy died.
They're all in on it, aren't they? She breathed. Every last one of them.
Jasper's hand moved to his back pocket, and Magnolia's eyes tracked the motion with a sharp focus of a cornered animal.
Maggie, sweet pea, I need you to be real careful about what you do next. That journal you're holding, it's gonna burn real easy if it accidentally got too close to one of them old kerosene lamps up here. Be such a shame if it got destroyed before anybody else could read those wild stories your poor confused granny wrote.
The sound of footsteps on the porch below drifted up through the floorboards, followed by the slam of the screen door. Voices filled the house, Uncle Monroe's booming laugh, Aunt Cordelia's shrill commentary about the weather, and underneath it all, the low murmur of men discussing something in hushed, urgent tones.
They know I'm up here, don't they?
Magnolia's back pressed against the window frame, and she felt the old glass rattle in its moorings.
You told them what I might find.
Now, sugar.
Stop calling me that.
The journal slipped in her sweaty palms, and she gripped it tighter.
Tell me just one thing, Jasper. Tell me true. Did you ever care about me at all, or was it all just part of the plan?
For a moment, something that might have been regret flickered across his face, but then his jaw hardened, and when he spoke, his voice was as cold as a January morning.
Some things matter more than feelings, Magnolia Rose. Family matters more. Legacy matters more. And keeping certain truths buried matters most of all.
The voices downstairs grew louder, more urgent, and she heard the unmistakable sound of heavy boots on the main staircase. They were coming for her now, all of them, just like they'd come for her daddy 20 years ago, when he'd gotten too close to exposing what the Beaumonts had done. Magnolia looked at the journal in her hands, then at the window behind her, then at Jasper's face, handsome and familiar and utterly without mercy. The rain was coming down harder now, drumming against the glass like fingers tapping out a funeral march.
Well then,
she said, surprised at how steady her voice sounded,
I reckon we both know how this is going to end.
And as the first of the other Beaumont men appeared at the top of the stairs behind Jasper, their faces grim with purpose and their hands reaching for things that glinted in the dying light, Magnolia Rose made her choice.